Sometimes the most important diplomatic conversations don't happen at the conference table. They happen behind closed doors, or in this case, inside a moving car. At the SCO summit in Tianjin, something unusual happened. President Putin insisted that Prime Minister Modi ride with him in his own car, or a Senate limousine. Putin even waited 10 minutes, just so Modi could join him. What followed after that was nearly an hour of private conversation inside Russia's moving fortress. Now, why does this matter? Because car rides like these break protocol. No government officials, no note takers, no diplomats carefully scripting every word. Just two leaders talking directly. And this is also the most confidential conversation between Modi and Putin, away from all ears. Think about it. Russia is at war. India is balancing between the West and Moscow. Oil deals, defense ties, and even the future of multipolarity. All of these are sensitive topics. Discussing them in a secure, bug-proof limousine is not coincidence. This small movement, the two leaders in one car, shows trust. It shows Putin wants Modi close at a time when the world is shifting. And it also tells us that India-Russia ties are not just about old friendship, but about shaping the next phase of global power politics. So the real story from Tianjin may not be what was said on stage, but what was whispered inside that limousine. Now think about it. Why did Putin insist that Modi join him in his car? Was it just to show off the interiors of his luxury limousine? Definitely not. Or do you think Putin wanted to talk about the Alaska meeting with Trump? That also makes no sense here, because Putin had already briefed India on that right after it happened. So the real purpose of this car ride was the present moment, the SCO summit, and more importantly, its host, China. Most likely Putin wanted to tell Modi, look, China is no one's true ally, not mine, not yours. Today, we may appear as a powerful trio standing against the United States. But remember, China will always put itself first. Never trust China completely. And what better place to say this than inside his personal car? At that moment, it was the most secure spot available. With Chinese guards everywhere outside, Putin knew this was the only moment he could privately alert Modi. If he said it later on a call, the message would lose its urgency. And notice the timing. The moment the SCO summit ended and leaders went home, Xi Jinping invited Pakistan's army chief, Asim Munir. That's a clear signal the real power isn't the Pakistan Prime Minister, it's the general. And Asim Munir's importance is obvious. Even Trump had invited him to a White House dinner earlier, if you remember. Now Xi Jinping calls him immediately after the SCO meet. That means both America and China are giving Asim Munir special weight. Officially, China said they're ready to upgrade the China-Pakistan Economic Corridor and Free Trade Agreement, and they expect Pakistan to ensure the safety of Chinese projects and personnel. The meaning is crystal clear. China is going to support Pakistan at every level. For India, that's a direct challenge, and that's exactly what Putin was warning Modi about. Be prepared. Through Pakistan, China and the United States will cook up new plans against you. Tough times are ahead. So, while the world saw just a friendly car ride, in reality, it was a strategic alert. A confidential warning delivered straight from Putin to Modi in the safest place possible.